once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Life is change. And sometimes the changes on the external are difficult. Sometimes people might call them bad. Sometimes they're really, on the external, good. But, we're not a people of externals. We're not a people of the outside situation being what determines our circumstance and who we are in spirit. No, you know, what God seems to have done, at least in my own life, is taken me through a series of ups and downs to show me His faithfulness regardless of the situation. And after you've come through a few things with Him, you start to realize, wait a second, He's in control. Wait a second, He's going to carry me through when the odds seem like they're stacked against you, that He's still there. And He's able to take you from that to the other side. You know, I think God's true people that I know... Oops, Daisy. Hello, Mr. Policeman. Yep. Policeman right there breaking the traffic laws. Almost got himself hurt. Okay. Yes, oh, this is a drive time. Yes, of course. But God's people, you know, we're a kind of... our hearts have been broken so many times because... You know, in part because we're marked for Him. And He allows the things of this life and this world to break our heart. He allows the circumstances and the situations that come to be difficult. He orchestrates the externals because in them, being what they are, they force His people to go within. See, the worlders, they sell out in order to make it stop. And then they become part of the furniture. Whereas God's people, we go through, and in the process of us going through, we become what God made us to be. We go through the fire. The fire burns off the impurities. The fire burns off everything that's not like Him, that which keeps us from being the reflection of Christ. God intends that we be that reflection that He designed us to be. God intends that you and I would become the very image and likeness of God. In the end, the bride and the groom become one. And in the bride and the groom becoming one, yes, you hear all the claim. In the bride and the groom becoming one, there is a union, and there cannot be an inequality in that. If you're going to be an heir with Christ, are you a lesser, or are you a reflection? Are you one in Him? See, if you're one in Him, then if you're one in Him, then there is no separation. You've been consummated with Him. See, this is where we start getting into the reason for the blood of Jesus to be shed for us, the reason for our sins to be covered, and then not just that, but then for us to be given a new life in Him, to be dead to this world and to be alive in Christ. That's what we're called to. We start to see the reasons for these things. And you know what? This is, again, part of my issue with established religion, is that it promotes the separation. Established religions promote the separation between you and God. God is over there, you are over here, He is something detached from you, you are something detached from Him, and in this process, they solidify that division between you and Him. where Christ's prayer is that they may all be one, even as I and the Father are one, they may be one in us. John chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Go ahead and have a read, Mr. Preach Man, because they promote the division. They promote the separation. They promote God's over there, you're over here, and you're just trying to get there, and by your own efforts and your own abilities, and woe is me, poor little pathetic me, but thank God for Jesus. Thank God for that this poor pathetic worm of a person is just gonna be okay, and if I can just drudge it through this life because it's crappy, and then someday maybe I'll get the rapture and I'll be out of here. No, Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Okay, when is this abundant life supposed to start? There's a question for you. When's this abundant life going to start? See, Jesus said that I came that they might have it. So, when do you have it? Look, you were sent the day you were saved. You were sent the day that your eyes were opened. God put you on a mission. And if you follow Him, you've begun that abundant life. And initially, because, look, a lot of people have that honeymoon period right away where it's all warm fuzzies. And then you end up going into the wilderness where now you're tried and you're tested. And, a lot of people, it's a difficult spot. A lot of people don't want that. But if you love God more than you love your comfort and your easy life, you will go through. Whereas if you love your easy life and your life in the world, then you will not go through. And you will stop short. Just depends on where you're at. Depends on what your priorities are. Depends on what your heart is. It depends on whether you were marked for Him or not. Now, those that are marked for Him, look, you just got to be what God made you to be. Because in you being what God called you to be and made you to be, you're going to find fulfillment in this life. And part of that may be engaging, being in the world and not of the world. You may, this whole thing of, all right, you got to go up on some cliff somewhere and hide in some cave and contemplate your navel, and that's now spirituality. Look, no. Okay, there may be a season of that for some people that God calls them into. But, look, if He wanted you in isolation, He'd take you home. He will separate you unto Himself for a window of time to burn the world out of you. But then after that, He sends you in to be salt and light and to do His will and to do His bidding, to follow the leadership and the lordship of Christ in and through this life. So, the process is one that, it's not comfortable. That's granted. It's not a comfortable thing. We weren't called to a comfortable road. We were called to a real one. We weren't called to be... We weren't called to be... coddled, if you would. God makes His people soldiers. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. You battle against the toughest this world has to offer. Forget the ultimate fighting championships. You battle against power that, if it was not for greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world, i.e. Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. If it was not for him, what you are up against, what the world is up against, what the enemies of our soul are, there's no way. There's no way you'd ever make it through. You and I would have been devoured from the day we were born. You know, it is amazing. Think about it. With as much stuff that's going on in the world, and as much as the worlders hate the light, how is it that we continue to exist here? How is it that we continue to survive? And not just survive, but in this season of life, while the world goes down and God's people goes up, thrive. We thrive when the world takes a dive. The light will shine bright amidst the darkness. And the darker the darkness gets, the brighter that light is. Because it just stands out. So, let your light shine, God's people. My brothers and my sisters listening in, let your light shine. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. You know, this life is quick. It really is. And the fact that it's quick, though, too, don't be surprised if some things work in your favor in the external. Don't be surprised if some things go well, if there's some dreams that come to fulfillment and fruition. It does happen. It does happen. Experience something quite incredible. But part of this whole process right now is us learning and us settling ourselves into the roles that God has for us. You know, you and I, you can't let religion and the people that love you and even care about you on a natural level determine the script of your life. God's got your script. God has your path and his plan for your life already mapped out. And the fulfillment that you desire comes from you being in step with that plan and with that purpose. It doesn't come any other way. In fact, for you to try to find life in something else, be it religious practice, you'd actually be very frustrated. You know, for me, I looking back on my past, okay, there was about a year that I was a missionary pastor, you know, at that time, because I was involved in all the church stuff. And basically, if you loved God, you did one of two things. You either were a pastor or you were a missionary. And I love God, so I really love God, so I became a missionary pastor. And, you know, during that window of time, I was so miserable. And in part because I was in a religious system that really wasn't focused on relationship with Christ, but rather perpetuating their system. I spent my time around people that were conformed, and they didn't, you know, just they were in a certain place, certain mentality, certain thought process, that was not me. That was not my heart. My heart was for Christ. I couldn't relate. And it was an experience, and it was good to see things from the inside. I saw a side of religion that most people don't ever get to see. Most people don't want to see. But now, yeah. So for me, I'm just like, all right, cool. So that's what that is, but that's not who I was. I was in something that, you know, if you're going to follow Christ, look, he's put certain gifts, certain talents, certain skills and abilities in you for his purpose. And when you submit your life over to him, he burns the world out of you. And then he, because you lay those things down at his feet, he then takes those and he works through them then. They're now his talents and skills and abilities. And they're empowered by the Spirit of God to do phenomenal things, to do exploits. So, is there an issue? No. Is there a problem? No, not really. So how now do we live? Well, we live... Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We live on the words that he speaks, on that which he says. We live because he lives in us. His breath breathes through our nostrils. His spirit gives us life. You know, my buddy Chandala, he was talking one time about this. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the blood is in the spirit. And the life of the spirit is in the name. I'll say that one again. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the blood is in the spirit. And the life of the spirit is in the name. I love that. I love that revelation of God. Because, yeah, so for us, in him, in that name. Do you know that God's people age slower than the worlders do? Do you know that? Do you know that because God's people go within, and because we are connected to life and spirit, that because we're connected to the source of life, that we don't age like the worlders do? Worlders age very quickly. They get old very fast. They look much older than they really even are chronologically. God's people don't age like that. Did you know that? Have you noticed that when you meet a true one of God's, there's just there's life in them, there's youth in them, there's something in them that's just like, wow. And when they tell you their age, you're like, serious? You look and you sound and you seem so much younger than that. Whereas the worlders, because they're deteriorating at a rapid pace, they're rotting from the inside, they themselves, yeah, they look old. Have you ever even seen a young person that looks old? It's a very strange thing. Anyways, a little side note there, but you can't package that and sell it on Saks Fifth Avenue. Nope. Freely you've received, now freely give. Share that which God has put in your heart and in your soul. Be what he made you to be. Love life. Love one another. Love your brothers and sisters. Be what God made you to be. Enjoy the journey. And take each season in stride. You know, here's something too. Whatever it is that God's called you to do, he's going to give you the grace to do it. It's important. You got to know this. Whatever it is that God calls you to do, he'll give you the grace to do it. See, for me, I routinely have gotten called into things that were above my capabilities in the natural. And above my, you know, just my background, everything. And yet, God gave me the grace in those situations to do exceeding and past what I anticipated, what I could have done. He's worked the miraculous so many times through and through. This stage, for us, look, don't worry about anything. Take things as they come. Whatever situation you're in life right now, take that before the Father. Turn it over to Him. You know, God's people, we're in a good season. We are. You got to see it through His eyes. You cannot see it from your natural situation. If you allow yourself to see it from the natural, you're going to get distracted. You've got to see it from His eyes. If you can see people through the eyes of Christ, if you can see the situations of life through the eyes of Christ, what do you think the cross looked like to Christ as compared to the way the cross looked like to everybody else? When Jesus went to the cross, what do you think that looked like to Him? And what do you think it looked like to those that were around Him? I guarantee you one thing. He was the only one that saw it a particular way. Everybody else saw it something different. But the way that He saw it was the truth. Because He is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by and through Him. And so, that being the case, and Jesus being who He is, you want to see things from His perspective. You want to see things through His eyes. It's a good day. Yeah. So a little housekeeping. In these days, I don't know how many audios I'm going to be able to be putting out. I got to figure out a new rhythm for how things are going to work. But because my natural situation has changed quite significantly in the last 3 weeks. A lot has changed. And I moved into a new place, so that was a good thing. So hence the drive times will... I don't have as long a journey. So 5-minute snips are about, you know, I don't know if those are going to work. But anyways, this natural situation has been changing a lot recently. But it's all been really good. And I'm liking the journey. You know, I see how all the things that came before and all the difficulties and the heartbreaks and the problems and the stresses and how all of it is working together. God does cause all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. So, you know, do what it is that God's called you to do. And don't fret about what's come before. Don't fret about where you are, because He's got that whole thing in place. And your part that you play is vital and important and needed and necessary. And we need you in that fight. The body of Christ needs you. What you carry and what you have is significant. And the whole body suffers if you don't come into what it is that God called you to be and what God called you to do. Yes, the whole body suffers. So we need you in the fight. We need you on the wall. We need you to pray. You know, spend your life on behalf of the kingdom and God's plan and purpose. You're going to reap what you sow, so put it in the good soil. Help and assist. Find where God's working and be a part of it. Let the Spirit of God lead you and open up those doors. Be a part. So, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. And hey, we'll catch up with you again sometime soon. God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye.